time. Surely God cannot forgive that. Why would God love you, bless you, forgive you, use you, when everyone else is better than you? I later underwent reconstructive foot surgery to fix the deformity from my childhood illness. My hopes were high for a new foot, a beautiful foot, a normal foot. When the surgeon allowed me to ditch the surgical boot and return to wearing my regular shoes, I spent hours one Sunday morning prior to church trying on every pair of shoes in my closet, only to find that not a single shoe fit my foot. The surgery left me unable to wear even the few shoes I had been able to find in my pre-surgical mismatched sizes, and served as a reminder of my flaws and inadequacies. I had never been one to express to God my hurt and anger over my disfigurement. After all, I had read the book of Job. I knew how God responded to Job when Job asked, "Why?" But that day, I had a temper tantrum with God. That day, I cried years worth of tears in despair and frustration. That day I finally got honest and unburdened my heart and told God how I really felt. I eventually chuckled through my tears as I sensed him say, "At least you're talking to me about it now." You see, I had believed the enemy's lies when he had whispered into my ear, "Don't tell God how you really feel. He'll get angry and leave you. Quit being so superficial. How dare you complain about your physical appearance when there are so many people worse off than you? It won't do you any good to pray to God for healing. If he really loved you, he would have healed you by now." As my sobs slowed, an image was seared in my heart of Cinderella.